Well, here at the Locked On Browns podcast, we don't never stop. We still got a lot of stuff going on, and so we'll definitely talk about another couple of positions that we feel like we need to button up. First of all, let's start at the defensive front. We feel that you might need a little more help. There's some guys out there that can help you at the defensive tackle and defensive end position. We'll talk about those guys, who you should be watching out for. And we will also get to running back position. Right now, D'Ernest Johnson is no longer on the team. Kareem Hunt is a free agent, no longer on the team. Right now, you have Nick Chubb and you have Ford. Other than that, who's behind him? We'll talk about what the running back room looks like. We go from a really tough running back room where people can't get carries, so all of a sudden you might need a couple proven guys. And then finally, the biggest story of the offseason still going on right now is Lamar Jackson. It's getting spooky out here, boys and girls. There's aliases. There's people they run around telling don't deal with this guy. There's a guy representing them in the Players Association is putting cease and desist. It's getting spooky out here. Jeff and I will talk about the Lamar Jackson saga, how that plays into the AFC North pecking order, and what does that mean for his hope of getting that Deshaun Watson deal. Don't look good right now. We'll do that all coming up on this episode of the Locked On Browns podcast.
You are Locked On Browns, your daily Cleveland Browns podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome back, my friends, to the show that never ends, your daily delivery of all things Dog Pound LGB on the LOB, the Locked On Browns podcast, brought to you by the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. Your hosts, Jeff Lloyd, at Jeff_LJ_Lloyd, the Ultimate Cleveland Sports Show, Monday through Friday, 11 to 1, live on YouTube. Of course, every Saturday morning, the Barbershop, 8 to 12, 92.3 The Fan. Come on in, get cleaned up for the weekend, get schooled by G. Bush and the crew as they give you, you know, some 4 hours of some really, really solid content. First things first, you guys, absolutely amazing. You know, G and I talked the other day. You know, we were nearing, you know, rounding towards that, you know, 5,000 subscriber mark. Yesterday's episode, you know, crushed you guys and you came out in waves. So to everybody who is, you know, new here over the last couple of days, could not appreciate you more. We appreciate everybody who makes Locked On Browns their first listen. Make sure you are always locked in on YouTube, subscribed, notifications on as the latest content drops. It's been a long 10 days, you know, and I love this time of year, but look, I mean, the weather's changing. I got a cold, my nose is running, my voice is off, but you know, this is what we do. And you know, hopefully, you know, maybe we get a, you know, day or two off here over the weekend, unless the Browns make something happen. But, you know, we love what we do and, you know, we're here to do it. It's been significant work that has been done to this point by Andrew Berry and company. And in my opinion, you know, the Browns are probably maybe one starter away right now from basically having a complete roster, you know, and, you know, Andrew Berry is excellent at this. So, and it gives you the best possible scenario when you go into draft weekend. You know, granted, obviously the Browns' earliest pick now 74, not saying you can't get talented players there, but, you know, this is the road they've gone this year. G and I, we've highlighted a couple of guys here as far as maybe finishing out the defensive line. You know, G's guy, my guy, Tyvus Powell, you know, pretty big on maybe the possibility of, you know, Frank Clark. And I guess it was Nick Shook from NFL Network to put that out there. Certainly a solid, solid name. You know, Frank Clark probably, you know, holding out here for money. And look, anytime somebody's leaving the Kansas City Chiefs until they physically left, you know, and sign somewhere else, there's always that possibility. I mean, nobody's leaving Patrick Mahomes unless the grass is truly greener. So, you know, Matt, you know, Frank Clark, certainly a name to monitor here. Two defensive tackle. I'll say one defensive tackle, one hybrid type of guy here. You want a true defensive tackle. You want a true run stuffing type of guy. Somebody's going to play in early downs, going to play in goal line. He's going to play in short yardage. A'shaun Robinson, you know, former Alabama Crimson Tide, available here. Had a visit with the Giants. I think it was scheduled for Monday. It's been real quiet on that front. You got to think dirt cheap would be the way to go there. Then there's Matt Ioannidis. Matt Ioannidis, formerly drafted by the Washington, at the time, Redskins, now Commanders, Carolina Panthers. Solid guy, big build, 6'4", 300. Agile enough that if you want to put him at edge in, you know, goal line, in you know, obvious running situations, you could do that with a player like Matt Ioannidis. I believe his pressure rate was almost 10% last year. So real, real solid player. But, gee, you know, looking at it here, and, you know, we can say safety three, and you can bring somebody in if you want to there. You know, that could be something you bring a young guy in here. Linebacker, looks like you're truly running it back here with the thought process. If you put a better defensive front in front of them, you're going to get better production. And, of course, you know, the offensive side of the ball, man, you had your offensive line. You already brought in the tight end too. We'll see how it works out with Harrison Bryant. Wide receiver room looks, you know, pretty choice to this point, but getting any one of these three names, and look, it might be being greedy on our part to this point, G, because a lot of work has been done and I don't think anybody truly appreciates this. Is the only contract they turned over to this point is Deshaun Watson. They could have turned over a bunch of contracts to make more money and create more cap space, and they haven't.
Could have done a lot more. I love what Andrew Berry's done so far. He's gotten guys that have filled positions. He's gotten, you know, another two starters on the defensive line with the young OG coming in. Also, Tomlinson is a defensive tackle who's
going to try to make that nickname stick. Also,
hey, listen, you guys just say it seven times you master it. People jump on the bandwagon. But I'll tell you what, listen, if you can get me, A'shaun Robinson, I liked him coming out of Bama.
A'shaun Robinson, believe it or not, it was different drafts. He was actually drafted a couple spots higher than Dalvin Tomlinson actually was back in the day.
That's crazy, right? I'd love to get him because I think he's a, if you got him, he start for you. I think you, Frank Clark is a nice name as well. He's a Russian guy, he's a local kid. Played in the Super Bowl, played for the Chiefs. I'd like to see him. I can never get enough of the fast twitch, quick twitch guys at the defensive end position, especially when you roll them in there. I like Alex Wright. I think you could throw, I like Isaiah Thomas in there. Now you're starting to have some depth, and that's one of the things that we want to see, Jeff, is not just the guys coming in to start. I think one of the big pieces of recipes is, hey, do you have the depth pieces to do that as well? I wouldn't mind Ioannidis. I liked him as well. I liked him coming out of college. If you can get – to me, they asked what was your draft grade for Andrew Berry. I had him at a B+. If he can get me one more D-tackle or one more end or one more guy that I could plug in as a starter, this thing goes to a grand slam A on me because he's filled – everything that you need. Elijah Moore fills that position for a quick twitch fast guy, spread the field out. He's going to give you, he already gave you another starting defensive end, a starting D tackle. He signed Pochich back. He got Anthony Walker back when you need that leadership and toughness in the middle. Taki Taki, special team guy, and played well, solid down the backstretch. And you get Thornhill, a starting safety. I mean, he's really done some work here. He's done some major work. And these two guys, this can put us over the top a little bit. This can actually make us – this is a little greedy right here. If you're going to give me another one in the ends and tackles, this is greed at its highest levels because that means you've pretty much remade the entire defensive front, which is amazing given what we had before. And plus two, you know what I like about most, Jeff? Is I like competition. I like guys competing. I like guys that think they ain't got a job. I like to think the guys who got the job is now working, putting that work in, learning that playbook. And every time you can add more pieces to the roster and things like that, I'm not mad at it, man. I wouldn't be mad if they went and got DJ Shark. I wouldn't be mad if they just got greedy. Hey, we gonna make sure the injury's not gonna hurt us this year. And this is the thing we'll talk about coming up. I don't think if you're Deshaun Watson, you can't say you came in here and the cupboard wasn't bare. You can't use that. Right now, you got your whole offensive line back. You got your running backs. They've added another receiver, another tight end for you. You got to come in slinging that thing. We ready to see that old Watson. And not even if the old Watson, the better version of Watson, because the cupboard is not bare here in Cleveland.
No doubt. And, you know, the old theory of, you know, iron sharpens iron, you know, it's tail, you know, it stands for the, you know, the length of time. Just, you know, it's a little giddy right now. And you almost like, you know, when you're spoiled on Christmas and you're like, well, I got all this stuff and oh man, grandma, grandpa coming. I got to get something coming from them. I do want to just share one quick tweet here before we move it along here. This comes from at GregDawg19, D-A-W-G. With the addition of Elijah Moore, the Browns now have three of Daniel Jeremiah's top 27 players from the 2020 NFL draft on the roster.
I saw that.
He had J.O.K. at 15, Elijah Moore at 26, Greg Newsome at 27. Always be working. Always be working. And you can say that about Andrew Berry. The one besides, you know, who's going to maybe start next to, and this isn't a knock on Maurice Hurst. This is nothing on Tristan Hill. This is nothing on Perry and Winfrey. You wonder if another veteran is going to be brought in here to, you know, compete at the defensive tackle room. And we're going to get to the running back room here, G. And because last year we said, how many running backs are on this roster? Because it seems like too many. Right now, you have no idea. There is no idea or thought process who running back number two is. We're going to talk about that. Garrett Bush, Jeff Lloyd, your latest Locked On Browns. The Built March Madness bracket is here. We know you have a favorite bar or puff, and now's your time to make it count. Go to builtmarchmadness.com to vote for your favorites. You know I'll be voting for the Cookies and Cream Bar Puff. And if you want the Browns to win, then you'll be voting for that bar too. Because if you support your team and support your bar puff, guess what? You will get the opportunity to win some free stuff. 50 lucky Locked On listeners will get a free box of Built. Not only that, but one Locked On fan will win a 12-month subscription to Built to have their favorite bars sent to them on a monthly basis. You got to try Built. And why? Because it's the best protein bar ever. Seriously, they are amazing. You won't think they are good for you. With what makes Built bars and puffs so good? Well, for starters, they are covered in 100% real chocolate. They are high in protein. They are low in sugar. So go ahead and check it out. Again, we're on to builtmarchmadness.com right now to cast your vote for your favorite bar or puff and pick up your box while you are there. You can vote every day in March. So hop on in and support your pick.
Welcome back to the Locked On Browns podcast. G. Bush and Jeff Lloyd with you. We want to thank everybody for running those numbers up and also be making us your first listen wherever you download and get your podcast at. Jeff, let's get right back off into this thing with the we talked about running backs a little bit. We got the defensive tackles. We would love to add some more guys, but the position we haven't talked about a lot has been running back position. Yarnes Johnson no longer here. Kareem Hunt no longer here. You got guys like Jerome Ford, who looks to be the bell cow back behind Nick Chubb right now. For all intents and purposes, the only people you got is Chubb and Jerome Ford. But I will say Jerome Ford has shown me something on the kickoff returns. He has a burst that I really like. And it says a little bit something to be said about the front office and what they feel about Jerome Ford, because they did let Kareem Hunt walk. They did let D'Ernest Johnson, who has some production in this league, they let him walk a little bit too. However, you're going to need a little depth. You're going to need some guys behind him. And that brings us to one, Demetric Felton. Demetric Felton, to me, has always been a wild card. Demetric Felton is a guy who I liked coming out of UCLA. I liked his quickness. I liked that he's versatile. He's a receiver. Working on his hands, he can run the ball between, you know, I wouldn't trust him between the tackles too much, but he can run the ball if need be. It wants some outside zone, maybe some stretch plays. So, you know, he's always been this versatile guy. And you wonder, Jeff, is this a time period where you get Demetric Felton, who's a guy that has gone under the radar? Is this his breakout time? You know, when we first started doing this podcast, we always here at Locked On Browns, we like to give it to you early. We prognosticate camp battles early. So, and looking at this roster right now, you got Demetri Felton, who's in that. Jakeem Grant is back. You got our favorite guy, Schwartz. You also have Woods, and you also have a guy like Bell. All five of those guys, in my opinion, are fighting for roles, positions, spots, whatever you want to say. They're fighting for those positions. And so what you're going to find a lot about right now is how well that he's worked on this game. Because for me, I like Jakeem Grant. I think he can run some of those reverses and some of those guys. We forget about his speed a little bit too. He's coming off injury. But it's just going to be very intriguing because, the Elijah Moore move makes everybody kind of like, Because now you're thinking, well, how many receivers are you going to keep? Before, we was keeping, four running backs? Four on the roster, Hunt. D'Ernest Johnson was on the roster. Chubb, obviously. So it's gonna be some fun. And here's another guy I like, too. The Kelly kid, who's played well in the preseason. I like him, too. I like Kelly at running back, what he's been able to do. He runs hard. So it's going to be intriguing for the first time in a couple of years. The top two positions at running back aren't going to be solidified like in years past, Jeff.
This is where it gets kind of interesting because, for a team that runs the ball as well as the Cleveland Browns do, and this is where, it's been such a shift in basically almost a calendar year. Last year, they felt the need to keep Kareem Hunt. They felt the need to keep D'Ernest Johnson. You were paying these two guys $9 million. Kareem Hunt, is the injuries getting to him? Was the burst lost? Nobody ever wants to have these conversations. Nobody wants to talk about a guy being on the downside. But for Kareem, it looked the part. D'Ernest, after what was a really, really promising 2021, he played blowouts. Like, he never got any opportunity whatsoever. And God bless D'Ernest Johnson, man. Go back to Jacksonville, closer to home, closer to where you're from. Certainly a team with upside, a playoff team last year. Won a playoff game. It was tough on the road, another one. Look, everybody wants to make their money in the NFL, but you want to play. You physically want to play, too. And, D'Ernest Johnson, it didn't work out that way. But then you look, and, for the Browns, this looks like something, and, unless something changes between now and late April, everybody wants to talk about what could possibly be, the first Browns selection, which I guess we'll say at 74, because that's where they currently sit. You could seriously consider running back. You can't not look to the future. We all love Nick. I don't think, nobody is moving on from Nick Chubb, but you got to be realistic about this. And it's a running back position. And nobody thought we'd be talking about, Ezekiel Elliott being a free agent. And I think Zeke is only 27. Ezekiel Elliott is 27, and his time in Dallas is already over. Free agency, do you bring in like a guy like Jet McKinnon who could do a little bit of everything as a receiving running back? He can run. Heck, he was a college quarterback. He could throw if he wanted to. Or do you, tilt your eyes a little bit maybe to the NFL draft? And, could 74 be where you find your guy? Whether it's a Kenny McIntosh from Georgia, another Bulldog in here. But I told you, if you're looking for a younger, more upstart Kareem Hunt, this is that type of guy. I mean, almost 2,000 yards rushing in college, almost 1,000 yards receiving. He can contribute in both ends. You guys all saw the tunnel screen he took to the house against Ohio State. A guy, and for me, this has been a difficult spot, Sean Tucker out of Syracuse. Apparently, he's got medicals. This is a guy who was supposed to be a workout wonder, hasn't gotten to do any workouts yet to this point. And it's Syracuse. I don't know how you handle this. You're not going to get everybody come back out to, Northwest New York State to come out just to watch one kid work out. But it could be the best avenue. But, for a team that was so clogged in the running back room last year, it now seems like we know Nick's going to be here. Jerome, you think is going to be here. And if anything, he'll be here because on the premise, he showed really well as a kick returner. I think it was 8 carries for 12 yards is all he may have gotten, as far as the offensive side of the ball. And I'm sure the Browns have faith in him. But you can't say we're one hit away from Jerome Ford being the only running back we got. So, you know, certainly some diligence and some work has to be done there. You know, can they take a flyer on somebody? I always liked John Kelly, but I mean, John Kelly's been in the NFL now. It's got to be 4 or 5 years. And if you haven't cracked practice squad to, you know, regular, you know, roster, you know, it's a tough, tough pill to swallow for a guy like that. But it's definitely something here that the Browns, you know, definitely have to, you can't ignore this. You have to be on this because, you know, this is a team, you know, we understand the percentage and the shift. They're probably going to throw the ball more than they pass it. Yeah, fine. But you're going to have to run the ball. But even still, you can't just be barren at running back too. So something the Browns are going to have to get on here. We're going to move it on along here. Look, the biggest story probably in the NFL and most certainly the AFC North to this point is Lamar Jackson. And we are no closer to an answer on this situation than we have been. We're going to get that. Some thoughts here from G and I. Latest Locked On Browns. Appreciate you all for being along for the ride. The midway point of the NBA season is here, and now is the perfect time to download FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook, because new customers get a no-sweat first bet up to $1,000. That's bonus bets back if you do not win your first bet. Just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app. It's safe, secure, super easy to use. You can bet on everything from the money line to points scored to three-pointers drained. So many things you can do with FanDuel. One of my favorites, you're going to sit down, you're going to spend 2 hours watching a game, obviously NCAA tournament. Go with a same-game parlay, 4 or 5, however many you want. Pick some bets from the one game you're going to watch. Put down a small amount because it's a parlay. Small amount to be entered. You hit on it, definitely big, big payout. So miss the chance to get your no sweat first bet up to $1,000 in bonus bets back when you go to fanduel.com/lockedon. Again, fanduel.com/lockedon to learn more. Make every moment more with FanDuel, an official sports betting partner of the NBA.
Welcome back to the Locked On Browns podcast. Make sure you follow me at GBush91. Make sure you follow Jeff at Jeff_LJ_Lloyd. Biggest story in the AFC North, biggest story in the AFC, biggest story in the NFL right now is one Lamar Jackson. Now, listen, I'm not one to take shots at the other teams. I'm not one to really make fun of somebody else's really their problems and some of their misfortunes. Unfortunately, when the Bengals and got Paul Brown, we no longer like them either. Unfortunately for the Baltimore Ravens, they came into existence as taking our team. So, you know, we unfortunately don't really like the Birds too much. And we already know what we do with the Steelers. So when I have it pains me on one side of my body to see a guy not be able to get what he thinks he's worth because I'm really pro player. But you just happen to be in the division, my dog. And, if you feel the need to sit out the whole entire 2023 season to put your stamp in the ground and hold your ground on what you deserve, I really commend you. As a matter of fact, I'm down for your cause, Lamar Jackson. You know, all jokes aside, Lamar Jackson right now, he want that 230 guaranteed. And it looks like he's not going to be getting any of that 230 guaranteed, as it's starting to get a little strange with Lamar Jackson right now. There is a memo going around in the league with Lamar Jackson in terms of his representation. Now, let me read you a little snippet of this. This is getting crazy, man.
No doubt.
Here is from the Management Council. And this is sent to chief executives, presidents, general manager, club contract negotiators. And it says here, dated today, uncertified representation, Ken Francis. So it says here, the NFLPA has informed us that a person by the name of Ken Francis, who is not an NFLPA certified agent, may be contacting clubs and attempting to persuade club personnel to enter into negotiations with or concerning Lamar Jackson, who is currently under a non-exclusive franchise tag with the Baltimore Ravens. As an uncertified person, Mr. Francis is prohibited from negotiating offer sheets, player contracts, and discussing potential trades on behalf of any NFL player or prospective player or assisting and advising respect to such negotiations under clubs were reminded under Article 48. When they hit the article on you, Jeff, you know they may not play. When they hit the article,
that's like when grandma drops your middle name. Right. Yeah.
You're in trouble. You're in trouble. You know what type of time it is. And I'll say this, man. When they have sent the memo out, note to self, they not playing with you. The last time they had a memo out, it was Colin Kaepernick. And we ain't seen him since. So listen, Lamar, I know you want your money, but here's all jokes aside. Sometimes it's best to have an agent because you can keep yourself away from the emotional side to it. Lamar does not like some of the stuff that the Ravens are leaking out there. He does not like some of the stuff the NFL is out there leaking. And so he's combating that with just being on Twitter. That is not what's going to get it done, man. Sometimes you got to pay somebody to get it done. And at the end of the day, I tell the owners the same way. Same way I tell the players. If they're going to give you $200 million, if they're going to give you $200 million and it's life-changing, it's generational-changing, at the end of the day, you can't take none of this with you, man. You can't take none of it with you. But one thing that you will realize is the best days of your life are playing football. You'll remember them till you go to – you'll remember them till you're on your deathbed. But getting every penny because it's in – I guess your best interest, or you just trying to prove a point. Trust me, man. I'm never going to begrudge a man to get his money. Whatever you can get and negotiate, I salute you. But when you look at this story, you can't help but think, Jeff, that, you know, this thing is starting to turn on a little bit, especially when it comes to the public sentiment. And I think if he would have got an agent, I think he would get closer to what that mark is, if he really is steadfast on getting that, if he had representation.
Look, you know, there's agents who've had bad reps. There's agents who have fantastic reps, you know, anywhere in between. But if you are a professional athlete, you are a top shelf musician, actor, whatever, these people are vital. You know, just to anybody else, you know, G's about to become a brand, you know, new homeowner. Look, you need a plumber. Next. You need an electrician.
You need an agent.
No, you don't go to your local hardware store and expect the guy there to say, you know, exactly. These people do this for a living and they are damn good at what they do. David Mulugeta took a quarterback who was, hell, we didn't even know where Deshaun was essentially going to end up, if he was even going to find his way back to the NFL. And what did that agent do? He got his client $230 million guaranteed. I'm not trying to ruffle any feathers here. I know. I understand those scars aren't healed yet for Browns fans. I get that. But these guys do what they do, and they do it so well. And for a name like Ken Francis, and you know, then Lamar drops a video, and apparently Lamar's maybe got a small business with this guy, something called The Entire Gym, and Lamar's tweeting about this and like having fun with it. I'll tell you right now, if I'm looking for $200 million, I ain't joking about nothing. I want my money. Like, so is this, like, what are you doing here? And everybody, oh, well, you know, it's not working out for Lamar, you know, and maybe there's collusion, this, that, and the other thing. Yeah, there could be. You want a simple fix? Go get you a real serious agent. Go call somebody and say, look, here's the deal. Flat out, I want you to handle this for me. I want you to negotiate this for me. It's $15 million. Once I put pen to paper, you're fired. That's fine. An agent will take the money and go.
If you and I, God forbid, get in trouble and we're accused of something heinous, and it involves,
we're gonna pay the lawyer. We're gonna pay him
35 to life. I don't want no public defender. Shout out to the public defenders, but I got to get the best that money can buy. Something.
And look, it's, you know, I don't know what is going on there, and for, you know, and look, Baltimore's no better in this. They're not. They're not. But you can't. Who's handling his contract? Because like we always heard, like, oh well, his mom is like pseudo his rep. His mom's gonna handle an. Mom's gonna handle an 8-year, $255 million guaranteed contract. Hey, Lamar, I don't know your mom. She seems like sounds like a sweet lady and all, but I got news for you. I love my mom. G loves his mom. I love my wife. G loves his wife. But it came down to life-changing money. My children's lives changed because of this money. I would not be screwing around here. And you know, this a lot of this is on Lamar. You want your money. You need somebody to go negotiate this for you. You know, no NFL player can negotiate a contract of the magnitude that Lamar Jackson deserves. And I am 100% saying that. He deserves this money. Figure out a way to get it done. And Ken Francis, and then you joke at it, oh, he's never done it, da-da-da. And then you play a video of a business you guys got together. And look, Lamar Jackson, where's the major endorsements? Where are the big endorsements for Lamar Jackson? There's none. And guess what? Crazy. Baker Mayfield had him. Why don't I? Because he had an agent.
You need somebody on the phones, man. You need somebody on the phones working on your behalf. And I, you know, the greatest quarterback of our generation, Patrick Mahomes, he got $500 million, but guess what? He didn't do that by himself.
Nope. Lee Steinberg.
He
went to one of the oldest agents in the business, Lee Steinberg, and $500 million.
So you know, and let's be clear. I think he deserves the money. So I don't want people to get it misconstrued. I think he's worth it.
I want him to get paid as long as it's the hell out of the NFC North.
I think he's their offense. I think he's the whole team is around him. And so, you know, he probably deserves it. But at the end of the day, like I said, I really can't cry too hard because you guys been to this. You guys have two Super Bowls. I really shouldn't even be talking about y'all on the Locked On Browns podcast, to be really truthful. I just had to talk about it because it was a hot story, man. So
what we do is we cover the Browns, but obviously we cover the NFL.
Right.
And look, to this point, Lamar Jackson is the biggest talking point of the AFC North this year.
Yep.
And figure it out, man. Figure it out. Because you want to know what? Lamar Jackson playing on this tag, it's going to be the same thing we've seen the last 2 years. He's going to play to a certain point and say, you know what? There ain't no guarantee. And I won't blame him for this, but the fact that you don't have guaranteed money yet, Lamar, you're just as guilty here as any other team in the NFL, man. You got to trust somebody to do this for you. Somebody needs to be. Everybody follow with me now. Obviously, you know, back in the day, Tom Cruise, Cuba Gooding Jr., somebody's got to be your ambassador, Quan. You got to go find that guy. You got to go find that man, Lamar Jackson, and hopefully he gets your ass to Atlanta and gets you there fast. He is Garrett Bush, Ultimate Cleveland Sports Show, Monday through Friday, 11 to 1. Make sure you're checking it out. The guy's doing a fantastic job. You know, it's the perfect amount of content, sports content, and fun. And laugh, so check all that out. You know, weekend coming, spring's coming, summer's coming. Saturday morning, got to get cleaned up, man. Got to be ready for the weekend. So you go to the barbershop, 92.3 The Fan, 8 to 12 Saturday. G. Bush holding court over there. Make sure you're following at G. Bush 91. Myself, Jeff Lloyd, at Jeff underscore LJ underscore Lloyd. The show itself, at Lockdown Browns. Follow back account for all your Lockdown Browns content. Make sure you are subscribed to the Lockdown Browns YouTube channel. Notifications on. When it drops, you guys are there to consume it. Thanks to everybody. It's been a great day for the channel over the last 24, 48 hours. The numbers just continue to climb. You know, there is no BS. This doesn't exist without you. And the fact that, you know, more and more you flock here, we love every damn second of it. So thank you. Thank you for that. This would conclude our week here on Locked On Browns. Something drops, and as long as I can get enough vitamin C and Tylenol in me to come give you 30 minutes, I will do that.
You deserve it, man. You
know, after yesterday, it was actually, you know, full-time gig, 4 hours of podcasting. I was hoping it was just a voice, but I can feel it in the head. I can feel it in the nose. It happens. Plus it's spring, all that good jazz. But it's been a great week. This week has been just as much as fun as last week. We get, a little rabbit out of the hat, like Elijah Moore here. And, you guys all, came for that. And we appreciate it because we're trying to do the best we can for you. All that being said, ladies, gentlemen, kids, boys, girls, this has been your daily delivery of all things Dog Pound. LGB on ELOB. Let's go, Browns.